Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Him being here shows a level of commitment to what we have going and what we have going forward. Obviously, it wasn't a great start to it, but that's the NBA. The NBA isn't going to be roses every day, and there's going to be issues, and there's going to be things that you're going to have to work through. So as far as the trust is concerned, you know, I need to build the trust with everybody on the team. So we'll build that when he gets here.
Steven Silas talking about James Harden being in camp. He reported yesterday at a workout. He'll be back, be able to practice on Monday with the team, you know, because of COVID regulations and what they have to do. So Monday, James starts. Monday is, what's that date? The Rockets start their schedule on the 23rd, right? Don't they start on the 23rd? So yep. James will have from the 14th to the 23rd to get ready. Plenty of time. This is a weird. It's weird. Like, training camp is usually, what, 3 weeks long? You play all kinds of games. They are going to be playing games here. And you know what? how much time does James really need to get ready to dribble, shoot?
Well,
I mean, honestly,
will he play in a preseason game? They have four, and their final one is the 17th.
The final one is the 17th. Yeah, well, yeah, because he's going to be with them.
I'm going to say no.
He'll be with them the 14th. Yeah, he'll play.
But will he play?
No, I don't think he will.
You don't think he's going to play? Why not?
I don't know that James is 100% on board with playing a bunch of ball. I think he's doing what he has to do to get out. The first step is getting in camp. That allowing the Rockets to have more leverage and potentially shop. I think James is, why play a preseason game? He might get hurt, so you don't want to do that. Shouldn't we sit Deshaun Watson? He asked me this question, Dell, yesterday.
Listen.
Should we sit Deshaun Watson for the rest of the year so he doesn't get hurt?
I had my wife and kids had a gun to their head. They were being held hostage.
I almost vomited.
Did Chris Greer put the gun to their heads? The Dolphins GM?
No.
No. They're not. Chris Greer dropped all the way to ninth, though.
I know. So did Chris Greer put a gun to your head? Hey, you think Deshaun should sit? He put a gun to your head?
No. Brandon puts me up to that stuff.
Oh.
I think James will play. The Rockets aren't shopping him as he's got to stay healthy and he's out. James is going to be a Rocket. They're not shopping.
No, but I don't think James is going to be like, I ain't giving you a preseason game. I'm fine. I play a lot of ball. James does play a lot of ball. James is going to be, I play ball. I don't need this.
I'll play your 72.
Y'all do this. I don't think James is going to be Mr. Oh, what should we do, Coach Thomas? Okay. Would you like me to do this? I think James is going to be like, this is the way things have been done. This is the way we're going to do them. Paul Silas is going to come in. He's going to be Norman Dale from Hoosiers, and he's going to come in Steven Silas. He's going to come in just like the head coach at Hoosiers, and he's going to say this, and they're going to say this isn't how we play ball. This isn't how we do this. And James is not Jimmy Chitwood. James is this guy who says, no, we're not playing your five passes, Norman Dale, until you shoot. Mm. Now, maybe 50 dribbles before you shoot, but no, we got a way that we're doing this. I could see if Steven Silas really wants to take a stand, I could see him and James button heads at some point. Because remember this, James Harden, I would say greater than 50% chance, will not be a Rocket by the end of next year. I do not think he'll finish his contract here.
By the end of this year? Because at the end of next year is the end of his contract.
I know. I don't think he'll finish his contract here.
Okay. So at the end of this year.
Greater than 50% chance. Would you agree?
Probably, yeah.
Over 50% chance. You can put it wherever you want
favorite,
to.
Probably.
So if that's the case, Steven Silas is not going to lose anybody on that team. Like, he's going to keep his vision in place, and he should. This is the way I want to do things. You do have to maneuver around great players' egos. It's something that has been going on forever. This is not a James Harden thing. Magic Johnson, Akeem Olajuwon, the all-time greats. No. Charles, Clyde Drexler, whatever. Everyone, there's a bunch of egos. It's the way it goes when you have great, great talent. You have alpha personalities. It's something you have to do. So I'm just saying that's something that has to be done on every team. But for him, yes, there's going to be certain allowances made for James that you need to account for. But he's going to have a way of attacking his team where he says, this is who we are and what we're going to do. And you can't let James Harden deter you from your process and your philosophy. You can't. You just fundamentally can't, or you could lose players on that team, guys like Christian Wood. You know, Christian Wood is, I think he's one of the top four or five I saw at 10-1 for most improved players. That's kind of weird to be one of the favorites for most improved players, but catch a $42 million contract over 3 years in the same season. Like, you just got
in the NBA.
You just got $14 million a season, and you're like, he might be one of the most improved this year. He just got a most improved contract.
Well, only because of his last dozen games.
I think because of his potential.
Yeah,
but his last potential dozen games, stats this year.
Yeah, his stats last year were down because he didn't start playing really, really well until the last dozen games when he was given a bigger role there and everything else. So the potential is there. I'm going to say James plays and he's got two preseason games, December 15th and December 17th. I think James is going to play. I think he's going to play in the preseason game just to get warmed up. I don't think James wants to go into the season and lay an egg. Like, I'm just, he wants to get in basketball shape. He's still going to have that, I want to be the star. I want to be the guy. So I do have to play a couple of games just to get warmed up. I think James will play. We'll see.
If he doesn't, it won't concern me, other than the fact that I don't think he's, you know, very happy right now to be a Rocket. But I don't care what James likes or doesn't like. I just care that the Rockets get fair value for them. That's all I care about.
Yep. All right. 713-78.
Hey, Daryl, you kind of owe the Rockets. You put them in this spot with some of the moves. You kind of need to make a good, favorable deal. Three-team deal. I don't care what happens, but Daryl kind of owes the Rockets.
Yeah, but you know they're going to – you lose the best player, you lose the deal. So any deal for James Harden is a loser for the Rockets. So you want Daryl to screw the Rockets again.
I don't want that.
Well, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get because there is no deal out there. Ben Simmons is the best that we can think of. Devin Booker, maybe, but that can't be done. That's impossible. So,
it's impossible.
Ben Simmons is the best deal out there. I don't care what else you get with Ben Simmons. You lose the deal.
Well, we don't know if that's the deal because when you think about the other young superstar or franchise cornerstones, if you go through all the franchise cornerstones, those are guys that teams aren't parting with.
No, that's what I said. The best deal you can get is Ben Simmons.
We don't know that they part with them.
I think they would.
I think I think Morey would be stupid.
What about Daryl's undying love for James?
I know one would think, unless he sent that off so no one thought he wanted to leave because of James, and maybe in his mind he's like, finally, I'm away from having to do everything this guy wanted.
No, or he loves him with like
Then make a move.
A burning red heart.
Then make a move then. Let's go, Daryl. Start making a move.
Start making some moves.
Make something happen.
And with like 12 first-round picks, okay? Because you don't care about them. Just throw them this way.
Don't tweet us about how James and Giannis, no one's making that trade a billion years on the Milwaukee side.
Stop. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps over there. Mike Holly and Chris and Kevin and Chad and Mike and everybody over there, fantastic at what they do. Let them come to your business and let them just break it down. And oh, by the way, there's no obligation. They'll come to your business and they'll customize a plan for you to see if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, if your payroll company didn't take care of business during COVID, if your payroll company or your HR company didn't take care of business during COVID, if you had to let some people go because of actions and it didn't work out well, and if your payroll and HR company didn't take care of that, or if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company because of your benefits packages, because they forced benefits packages on you. That's not what they do at HR&P. They give you options and you choose what's best for your company with your benefits packages. So, I mean, if you're on the fence, if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll or HR company, or if you don't have one and you're looking for one, try ours. At least let them come and customize a plan for you and see for yourself. HRP.net 281-880-6525.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
817 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 7378-0-3776. Oh, here's another place Alex Smith can't go, guys. Before we get Mike in here, do you see this Chipotle on Broadway in Manhattan? Oh my God, they have a gigantic rat problem. Look at the size of that rat that's in there. It's not one rat. It's hordes of rats taking nibbles out of workers, finding holes in bags of rice, and they're chewing through the packaging. They're eating the avocados. The avocados. Look at this.
Oh, what site is that?
This is New York Post.
And so they say that they're taking bites out of people?
They're biting the employees. It's starting to take a toll on us, said Melvin Polino. What? One rat bite.
It's starting to take, you know, at first when the rats were around, it was like, this is New York. I mean, you know.
They have an A health rating. Apparently the rats don't really matter. Avocados would suddenly have small nibbles taken out of them. See, this is where, here's another place. Oh, walking down the street and all of a sudden he falls into a sinkhole, Alex Smith, and they're going to gnaw on his leg.
No one knows what you're talking about right now.
Well, if you were listening yesterday, so Lance said that Alex Smith couldn't feel anything in his leg.
I wondered if he could still feel nerve endings.
You think he could kick a stub?
I don't know if he could, I'm asking.
Kick a stub over a stump over and over and over again.
Like a Muay Thai fighter.
Muay Thai, yeah.
I don't know if he can feel that stuff.
I said, well, rats could gnaw on that leg and he wouldn't even know it.
You went to the rat card.
Well, and then you guys said, did he fall in a sinkhole? Well, what if
we said, where would he be attacked by rats? And New York is the only place, obviously. Or based on what I've seen on YouTube, India. India is where he could be attacked by rats or cobras.
Oh, yeah.
Because right. I just see cobras running around, just people, children holding cobras. What? I never want to go to India. You know what I hate more than anything? Cobras.
Rats.
And rats.
Yes.
And I'm not.
No, the two worst things.
Don't you think you owe it to India for your Slumdog impression? Like Daryl may owe the Rockets something. Don't you think you owe it
to. I don't want to go to Mumbai.
Don't you think you owe them a trip?
No, I don't owe it to anybody.
You sure?
I never Mumbai. Heard your Slumdog impression.
I can't even remember how I did it anymore.
You close your eyes and you make that noise. I close you look eyes. Up because the kid was blind.
Hey, mate.
There is a son. No. That's Australian.
Oh, thought that was.
You pretend to be a blind person.
Slumdog? It was a kid who was a panhandler, and somebody took a hot poker or whatever and burned his eyes out.
What noise?
And what happened?
What do you smell?
And he would sing and do stuff. Just because that was Raheel's favorite thing in the whole world. Yeah,
apparently it's John's.
He would call me and make me do it for other people. Raheel would call. He put me on speaker and says, do it. He'd be all excited.
So don't you think you'll India trip to apologize for what you've done?
Don't you think you should apologize to him?
I would, except
for maybe clean up the rat and cobra problem.
I would 100% do that, except for the COVID restrictions on travel.
Okay. Well, no, not to India. You can go there.
Yeah, they don't care.
We're restricted.
Yeah, just like we're going to Mexico and next year, and I was like, "Well, what about COVID? They don't have no COVID restrictions. They don't care about COVID." Did you go?
Is Mexico City? This is the most populated, one of the most populated places in the whole world.
I don't right hear on top anything of about.
How did? Well, I was looking, and I was like, "Ooh, that's really high." No one was talking about that one. I was thinking, it's going to run through Mexico City pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. Anyway, so Alex Smith should stay out of this Chipotle in Manhattan, I think.
I'm going to go ahead and stay out of that Chipotle.
I'm going to stay out of.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a good look for any Chipotle.
I don't like a place called Rat-potle.
No. And that's, it's really started to take a toll on us.
Wow.
It's pure chaos every time a rat appears. Well, yes.
Yeah, it's a rat.
And not only a rat. Look at this. It's almost as long as this dude's leg.
Yeah, I'll be honest. If I'm Chipotle, I don't like.
And that's behind him, so it is actually bigger.
I think Chipotle is taking way too much crap. They had the issue with, with one of the meats being tainted, right? It was something like that. And then people just take shots at Chipotle. I like Chipotle fine. Oh, what's today? Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Damn it.
Hmm.
That is food day.
Oh my God. All of the workers had horror stories about the rats, especially some of the women who would change before and after work in the back of the store.
Rats were upskirts?
Oh. Did they have mirrors?
Well, what's the deal with rats? He's talking about changing.
Oh my God. Rats with upskirts.
Meanwhile, the rats became increasingly brazen and seemed to be multiplying. Well, maybe they were watching them dress and then just got, got a little inspired.
What?
Hey, maybe the
look
rats.
What I found.
Are the rats in the corner.
Look what I found in this bathroom where we change. A tiny rat camera has been in here.
Del,
and they're oh no, these rats have been doing upskirt cameras the whole time.
What are these
stupid rats?
What are these rats that are sitting in the corner watching? Del, what are they called?
Well, that doesn't make. It depends. Is the rat's girlfriend the one being?
I don't know.
That would determine what the rat is.
I don't know.
A rat called?
He's trying to call a rat a cuck. Is what
I know, a rat called.
What?
Called?
Cuckold? Rat called.
Okay. Or there's just a rat cuck. Called. Or a rat cuck or whatever you want to call it.
You can't call him a cuck rat.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
They're just rats.
Actually, that's better.
They're just rats. Exactly. They're like, huh, where's some rice? Huh, where's some avocados? Look at this. Somebody's getting dressed. Let me go in this dressing room. That sounds so funny to me. We used to get dressed, and these rats made us uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because they're rats or because they were doing things?
Or they're staring at you.
Were they going,
they
were Harvey Wine at- Rat?
Yeah. What are you doing under the counter?
See, I'm not going to that Chipotle now. That's all. I'm just not. Don't go to New York Chipotle's.
Ratty CK with a plant nearby? Mm. Rats.
Stop.
Just get into the bag of dry rice.
Stop doing the women getting undressed in the bag.
It was really weird. This rat asked me to watch. I was like, watch what? And then I saw, and it was uncomfortable. Ratty CK.
Mind your business, rat.
Cuck rat.
Oh, and by the way, some news. We were talking about Ohio State and their inability to play. Well, Indiana has now paused activities, and usually those things go about a week and a half to 2 weeks. They may not be available for the Big Ten title game.
Ain't going to be a Big Ten title game.
So they might just vote.
Yeah, there is.
They might just vote. There's money involved. They might just vote Ohio State in because there's no other option.
Is it Purdue already? They're in.
I think Purdue had issues.
Yeah, Purdue has issues,
but,
too.
But
Purdue and Indiana were supposed to play this week, right?
Yeah, but the Indiana thing might affect the title game if they can't
play. Well, what I'm saying is maybe if Purdue, if Indiana has issues and they can't play, but I think Purdue does, too.
Yeah, it's both, yeah.
Yeah, it's both. Let's get Mike in here. He wants to talk about James Harden. Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, Mike?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. You guys are sick, man. The COVID cobra and the COVID rats. Classic. You get bit by the COVID, and eaten by the COVID rats.
I don't do rats and snakes.
No, I don't do rats
and snakes. Nope, no,
I'm
thanks.
With you. I'm with you.
Yeah, me and you both. Trust me.
Yep.
Anyway, in my neighborhood, the rats and the roaches had football teams and had gang fights. That's a whole other matter.
People, you know what? This is a true story. People not from Texas, like wood roaches, those big, giant-ass roaches that come off of trees and fly around. People in other states, they don't even
especially
know what to
summertime.
Do. Yeah. I ran into somebody from Pennsylvania who, when they found out how big the roaches were in Texas, they lost their mind. I just said, this is just what you have to live with. They're not rats. They're just roaches. But, yeah, this is a thing. You're going to have to deal with this.
Between the rats and the roaches, man, because they would get into it.
Yep.
You know, who would get in the last crumb. But anyway, getting to Harden, you guys are going to call me, money might get this, but it's best to go ahead and get rid of the guy now, because you're going to have, eventually, before the season's over, they're going to end up having to trade him. It's going to cause too much distraction in the locker room. He don't want to be here. Get him out of here. Get what you can for him right now so you have the whole season. So whatever, whoever you get from the team will kind of mesh together before the season over with. Otherwise, you're going to go into a big fiasco at the end of the season into the new season. So just go and get rid of the guy. You know what I'm saying? Now, send him to the desert somewhere where you know, he doesn't like it. Don't give him everything, you know, where he want to go and all that crap because you got the upper hand and he's still in the contract. So do like everybody else do when these guys want to leave. You know, sit them where they don't want to go. And then you can figure it out after that. But it's time to get them out of here. They've been should have got them out of here. It's been everybody's fault but his. And that's enough of that. And I'm out. Money Mike out.
Mike ain't about no silliness now.
No. Mike's not for the bullcorn.
You send him where I've heard this argument from NBA people. You send him where he doesn't want to go or something. You send him to Siberia, Sacramento, Minnesota.
We send him to the like best that. Deal.
Well, yeah, but you send him to Sacramento or Minnesota or something like that, and all the other NBA stars are like, we ain't going to the Rockets. Screw the Rockets. They treated James like that after all James did for them.
Treated James like that. Yeah. They literally...
No.
They literally massaged him like baby veal the whole time, fed him milk and gave him as much money, lavished him with everything he wanted. Are you hired his friends into the organization? Are you kidding me? The problem you also get is even if you take the best deal for you, those teams, if they don't think they can keep James, they ain't giving you the package you want. So they don't exist.
No.
Teams have to believe they can keep James Harden.
Right. And he ain't doing no sign and trade to no team that Sacramento or Minnesota.
Nope. And really, sign and trade is the only way that you are sure you're going to keep James.
Yep. 713-780-3776, 828 on ESPN 97.5. If you're on Twitch right now, let me see how many people. We got a bunch of Twitchers right now. You can see the do. You can see what Doc Linville did, okay? Slick back now. I'm not Fred, okay, but I am slick back.
Slick back now.
I'm going slick back.
You're like greed is good.
Yeah.
You look like Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
In
please don't send me Michael Douglas pictures
Wall Street.
Now.
No. Okay. But you look like Michael Douglas from
Wall Street.
From Wall Street.
Yeah, but please don't send me Michael Douglas pictures now because we know what Michael Douglas does. So, but here's the deal is I do have that slick back look. I'm a guinea. I'm a wop. What am I going to do? This is my look. This is my deal. And it's all because of Doc Linville because I used to be, you know, a mangy. I was like a mangy rat. Okay, I had all kinds of spots, and you're like, man, he's getting gnawed at on the top of his head. But that's not the case anymore. Now I just got beautiful, long, flowing hair with a ducktail because of Doc Linville and what he did for me. And that is real, people. That really, really happened. And my hair is so much better. It's unbelievable. So if you've got a giant bald spot like I did, Doc Linville can help that out. The neografting is unbelievable how good it is, how easy it is. It's nothing like it used to be where they cut your head and do all that stuff. If you're looking for a great way to get that hair, you go to 975hair.com. Tell Doc Linville you heard it right here, 975hair.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Looking on Twitch, Flimsy Chariot wants, I want Harden gone. The team will be worse in the short term, but won't have to deal with this drama anymore. Dude, you think they're the next guy that comes in? You just got John Wall. John Wall is about to have a gunfight with one of his teammates. You think there's not going to be any drama here? Are you kidding me? Straight BS from the head coach every day. Slow roll, Jones. Slow roll? What BS? I think Stephen Jones is Silas has handled
straight
this pretty well.
Straight BS?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want him to say?
Yeah. I mean,
well, he's got to placate the player. To get him in and coach him, or he's got to placate him to get him in and trade him. What do you want Steven Silas to do? Silas didn't even have a phone conversation with James. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah,
I don't understand what that means, straight BS.
I don't either because Camp James had to report, Steven Silas was like, well, you know, I haven't talked to him. I don't know. I'm going to leave him. I'm giving him his space and whatnot. But as soon as he didn't report, he was like, I'd like to know why. You know what? What's the reasoning behind it? And James is going to have to explain this, why he's not here. Steven Silas, you know what? I think he's handled this really, really well. You got a superstar. You're an NBA coach. You really, really, really have to placate. You have to.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about
that. There's no way around it.
Your whole team depends on James Harden being a good team guy. James Harden hasn't so far been a good team guy. But you know what? You got to put up with it. There's nothing. Slow roll, Jones. Try to get in, put yourself in that situation of a head coach. This is your first time being a head coach.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be a hard ass. You can't be a hard ass with him.
Can't be.
No, you just can't. Now, I mean, you have to tell him, I'm the coach and you're the player, though. Yeah, and when, you know what, this is how we want to play or whatever, but you have to, you absolutely have to kowtow and placate for the superstar. You
yes.
do. That's NBA 2020.
It's the way it works.
That's it.
That's
otherwise,
the way it
if you don't want any stars, that's great, but guess what you ain't going to do? You ain't ever going to win. And go ahead and just trade him away for a bag of beans? Are you kidding me? And, oh, by the way, when you do trade him away, slow roll, guess what you get? Another diva, because you got to match up salaries. You've got to get another diva that's not as good as James Harden.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You're in a bad spot. You're in a terrible spot right now with James not wanting to be here. 713-780-3776, 834 on ESPN 97.5. Is there anything to talk about with this Texans team today?
Slow roll.
No.
Yeah, slow roll.
Is it?
It's funny hearing you go. That's another thing. Slow roll.
Well,
that's just his Twitter name. Yeah,
that's his Twitch name.
Is there a Texans thing?
Slow roll.
No, but we can talk about the video, the idea, the concept. Because actually, it was probably brought to Brandon's attention and Josh's attention because it's something that AJ and Fred talked about why even play Deshaun? Sit him down so he doesn't get hurt. It's the only reason that a GM or a head coach would want to come here is Deshaun. So keep him healthy. And I'm just like, man.
No, but that's the only reason. What you just said is the only reason. Now, it's the NFL. You play games. I mean, if you're healthy, you play. You're getting paid. He's getting paid nice money. But goodness gracious, let's say, God forbid, how much less value does this head coaching job have if Deshaun has a devastating injury?
Yeah. How much less does it have if
well, no, there's no other.
Well, no, head coach is quarterback is the most important. You could say that about every job.
Well, not really, because the Jets job's still going to be good, because if you don't take Trevor Lawrence, you'll take
what if Trevor Lawrence Justin, hurt him?
Yeah, you'll take Justin Fields.
How much?
Or you'll
yeah,
take
that's
Zach
not
Wilson.
As that's not
it's
as
not
valuable.
As good, but it's still
right. It's not as valuable. My point is, if any team loses their quarterback, jobs aren't as valuable long term. It's a violent game. You're going to have players get hurt. That's
but I don't
happens.
Know that there's any job that is this dependent. Because look at the jobs that are open. The Jags. Oh, wow. You lost Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew could have played last week, and he wouldn't put him in. That's how valuable Gardner. Or you lost Mike Glennon. Well, I don't want that job.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there is no job that is as dependent. I mean, if Matthew Stafford got hurt, guess what? You probably got to draft a quarter. If you're the Lions, you'd be smart to draft the first
round. But seriously, if you intentionally sat your quarterback for four games, it shows that you're a loser.
No.
Like, you're a losing organization.
Let's say the last couple games, though.
Now, unless you have somebody that you want to see, unless you have a young player you want to see, it doesn't make any sense. No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
No. Well, how about, okay, the last game, and we've seen it plenty.
I'm fine with letting guys play last year.
Last
I'm
game.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
You can't do it now. But again.
I mean, they still get paid their full contract. Owners would still be like, if this were a regular year and you wanted fans in the stands, fans would be pretty pissed if they had to go to a game they paid for A.J. McCarron. This year's a different year. You can do a lot of different stuff this year. Like, oh, well, what are you? I mean, they're actually opening. We haven't even talked about this. The roof is now open. Bill O'Brien had that much power that he said roof not open.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was noisier. We know that for a fact. They've opened the roof the last two games.
Yeah.
And one guy complained about it.
I didn't like it that much.
What do you mean?
Too sunny on that side of the field.
We complain about roof open. Well, it was poorly designed. They thought they were going to be able to get grass grown in there. Everyone else grows grass outside and brings it into their stadiums. This is a stadium where the sun is super bright in one particular area. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely not optimal for outdoor viewing.
No.
It's just not. The weather, it's nice to have 60-degree weather and you have football there. That's awesome. The sun stuff is...
Remember the old Cowboy Stadium with the little hole?
Yeah.
And that part of the field always had the sun, and you were like, actually, it makes for better television viewing when the roof is closed, so I don't care.
Well, you like when the whole field is sunny.
No, when it's not. Right.
Yeah, because that's an open-air stadium.
Right, because the lenses, honestly, the lenses on the cameras
but you have overhangs.
Have to go from darker to lighter, and it's not conducive to television.
But you have overhangs, which means you'll never get that perfect.
No, it was poorly designed.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was poorly designed. Now, in hindsight, obviously, it was poorly designed. It's poorly executed. They thought they could grow grass in there. They couldn't. They found it out, and they still try to roll with it for a long time. Everyone else grows grass outside and then has a system where they cart it inside the field. But, you know, you can't do that because you have an amazing structure like the Astrodome there. And you would hate to have extra room there where you could grow another field.
That's not it.
Bring it in.
It just didn't work out because the pallets are terrible because of the seams. It wasn't that. No, nobody grows grass. Nobody grows grass outside and brings it in. That was a Texans invention, and it was stupid.
No.
Well, the Cardinals
Arizona
did the
does.
Whole field, though.
That's what I mean.
Rolled the whole field
that's
in.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They designed it for that. And they're not the only ones. There's another stadium.
Yeah, but you know what they did? Went to AstroTurf. They went to turf.
The
Cardinals?
The Cardinals did.
No, they still have grass.
I don't think
are
so.
Are you
no,
sure?
They're still doing it. They just talked about it on
the
TV.
And the Raiders do it too. I mean, in Vegas, I mean, for the UNLV games, it's field turf. But for the Raiders, they have natural grass in their building.
Yeah, Raiders do too. That's right.
They figured out a way.
And they grow it outside?
I don't know how they do. I think it's a tray system.
They have a roof that completely opens and you can actually get sun in on the field.
I have to look it up, but I
because
saw
the
video.
Tech,
who's
the
ever heard of that?
The way the Texans designed it, was just the worst way you could possibly the worst way you could possibly do it and grow grass. You couldn't do it inside the building. What you have to do is have a roof that totally opens and the sun can reach the whole field.
Well, the Raiders have a field tray that they slide
a in. A field tray, just like Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah. That works too. But the Texans pallet deal?
No.
No, it was poorly.
Like most of what the Texans have done, unfortunately, it has just missed the mark. That's just the truth. They missed the mark on the amount of sun they could get in. They missed the mark on, frankly, I don't know. You can say whatever you want about the uniforms. I don't love the uniforms, but that's I'd rather talk about their game day experience has been fine. I think they did a good job with that. They have been as fan friendly as they possibly could. They've done a great job with tailgates and making it accessible. There's a lot of ways the Texans have done a good job, but they've missed the mark on too many things. And then not having the roof open forever. And then now John said it's too sunny. John's gotten soft since he's left Chicago. Back in the day, John would have said, oh, so it's cold and so the roof. And now you're like,
No, I just want my viewing pleasure to be well, because when the sun goes from the shaded area.
You don't like it on TV?
To the sunny, it kind of, there's, yes.
On
the,
TV, it bothers you?
The lens on the camera takes a second to adjust, and I don't like it.
You know?
This is white privilege problems.
This is a privilege.
Yeah.
He's finally admitting he is privileged.
I want my television viewing.
Oh, now you're white.
Well, no. This is dark meat privilege problems. That's what I am. Why are you leaving the show? When you need to talk about SiteJab. You can't walk around and talk about SiteJab. The microphone's right there. He's walking around the
Some
studio.
Some of the phrases you say are...
Well, Dell,
stop rubbing your forearm. It doesn't mean anything. John, it really doesn't.
John with the meat stuff. I know I'm going to get a bunch of crap. I did describe a Georgia defensive lineman as having a meaty lower half. I did it on purpose. Somebody's going to find this and make a big deal about it. I just will guarantee it. So I'm leaving it in there now.
So what about if the chef and the meaty guy get together? What happens?
The chef?
The chef route runner.
Oh, that was DK Metcalf. He needed to be more of a route chef.
Route chef.
Mix the ingredients.
Well, yeah, okay. Now you've got meaty, okay? Yeah. Meaty dude and DK chef. Get together.
I don't know.
DK
could have a churrascaria.
DK can make a meat sauce? What's he doing?
Well,
you could have a churrascaria.
Involved. It's going to be dry.
Wow. I mean, that's
the oldest joke.
It's not that old.
It's not even funny anymore.
Well, it bothers you, so that's the point.
I'm gonna start sending pictures of it's really briskets not, it's really and all this stuff.
The time.
Again, I'm going to have to show pictures of the juice shooting out of it like a Cardi B video. So look, here's the deal. I didn't say it. I was empowered.
Yeah, you said it.
I empowered.
No.
I just empowered.
You're not an ally.
I empowered people just now.
I think, so you're missing the point. Funny, timing, it don't matter. Because anytime it's said, you go into one of these type of rants. And that's John's.
Listen,
that's John's goal.
I'm empowering people by sending you to go watch WAP. You are going to feel powerful. Mm. Trust me. And you'll think about my brisket.
I'd rather you give me something to drink.
Juicy, bulbousy brisket.
No. Dry, breaking knives brisket.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you turn the video on.
Excuse me, sir. Why do I have to sharpen my knives after getting through your brisket?
Wow.
I've seen the video. It's okay.
And it's called WAB.
No, it's
wet
not.
Ass brisket. Mm. Yes, it is.
Whoa.
It is called wob, 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 wob. Wet ass brisket.
Whoa.
Why are there tumbleweeds in the video and dust?
Stop. I'm trying to tell people about SiteJab. Stop talking about tumbleweeds. Wob. Okay? SiteJab. SiteJab.com. JAB. Not WAP. It's JAB. SiteJab.com. And it's a company who you're going to know them as web designers, and you're going to think that's all they are, but they're really much, much more than that. They handle branding, social media, and integration and things like that, where you can work on that element and aspect. You know, bringing attention to your business is what their business is, and it's more than just the website, although they will make sure that your website does a great job of having a nice flow to it, so that when people go to your website, they can navigate quickly and get to the information they need to get to, because people are not going to stay on your website for very long, so you need to make sure you hit them with what they need. Secondly, they're really about brand awareness, brand integration, social media integration, videos, and of course, web design. Everything, all at one company, SiteJab. So if you are looking for a company here in Houston to help you get your business out there in the best way possible, it's really easy. You go to SiteJab.com and let them start working for you. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
847 ESPN 97.5. Do not send that picture of the rat on the subway crawling up the guy that's sleeping. That is terrible. I can't live in New York. The rat problem, the size of the rats there, unbelievable.
Yeah,
super,
you know,
rats.
I mean, I don't like super rats. I don't like mini rats. Called,
I don't like any. Called mice. I don't like mice.
I don't like mice. Rats are the worst. Rats are. Yeah, rats are like the Dobermans.
I don't even like squirrels.
Of dogs.
Because they,
I hate squirrels.
They look like
possums, squirrels. If I had to rank them, I mean, I'm not going to put cobras in there. We're talking about rodents. Cobras are terrifying, but we don't deal with them in this state, so I don't have to worry about them. But if you had to rank the rodents, I mean, I guess one is rat, but two is possum.
Super rat is
super rat is one, but two for me is possum.
Or
just because of how ugly and
how about Nutria?
I don't see Nutria.
Yeah, but they're around.
Where?
Yeah.
In Louisiana.
Yeah. No. You got them here, too.
We have possums everywhere. Possum will just climb across
possum
my...
Possum is ugly.
Climb across my...
We had a possum problem at the fence. House. At the old house in Bel Air.
And then they drop babies. No. They drop a load right there behind
Scott McGrath came and took them away.
Good.
Yeah.
But you know what? Squirrels would be number one with a bullet if they... Because I don't deal with super rats. I see possums. Squirrels are in my freaking attic. We had to get them out.
Really?
Squirrels are... Squirrels are problems. They are problems.
Except they usually don't.
What do squirrels do that's good? Other than crack pecan. If you have pecan, we had to get our. I got rid of our pecan tree. You know why? The squirrels would come, chew up the pecans, and leave the shells like shrapnel all over the yard. You couldn't walk around the yard barefoot ever. You would leave a bloody stump. And I hate squirrels. What do squirrels do? If we murdered every squirrel.
Del, how much,
seriously.
How much do you walk around barefoot in your front yard? I mean.
Never.
I hear about ecosystems.
Lance at his trailer park, apparently.
What are you talking about? I'm in my backyard. You can't walk in your backyard grass.
Even in the backyard,
you have to have shoes on to walk in your back grass.
There might be a bug that bites me.
Del wears sandals, open-toed sandals.
I don't own flip-flops because I don't respect people. I don't respect men.
Although I do notice the Nigerian men at the Galleria will wear the open-toed sandals. That's more.
I don't do it,
Del. That's the West Coast
influence. I wear,
because if you're West Coast, you go socks with flip flop with Gucci flip flops.
I don't wear flip flops. I don't
slides. Do you call them slides?
I don't wear slides.
Do you wear socks with slides?
No.
Like Matt Barnes.
I don't own slides.
I'd like to see you walking around with some open toed sandals.
Well, good luck because I've never owned a pair.
You don't have to own them. You could take them from somebody.
Why would I take someone's used
flip-flops? I don't know how you do that.
I wear slip-on.
Explain
if
you.
If I really want comfort level, yeah, I'm explaining it to you. I never would do it. If I want comfort, I'll just wear slip-on Vans. I'm fine. I'm good. I don't need my toes exposed.
But what is a squirrel? And a serious note, and we'll get to this phone call with Spencer. But I do have a serious question. What do squirrels do in the ecosystem? You know how you hear like, you need mosquitoes. You need this. You need snakes. You need mice eat this. What does a squirrel do in the ecosystem other than
I'm sure
store nuts somewhere?
I'm sure somebody can explain.
Do you know what it is? What do squirrels kill? In the food chain, what do squirrels kill? Plants? Digging up your plants? The squirrels kill your soffits when they sneak into your garage and sneak into your house and stuff a bunch of you know, nuts inside there. And when you open up the soffit, it like pours down nuts that they've been saving? What do squirrels do?
Apparently, they contribute rather largely to the ecosystem because, you know, they collect seeds and they plant them, and sometimes those seeds become plants because that's what they do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know what they become? They plant those stupid oak trees. They become small little oak trees that are growing right by my house out of my landscaping because they just drop some right there. And so now I got to dig them out so it doesn't tear up the foundation of my house.
That sounds like
squirrels.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. Eat a D, squirrel.
Whoa. Back in the day, you'd have been actually. That's why we have squirrels, all these trees
squirrels
around the world.
Squirrels will because plant of squirrels. Plants.
Because of squirrels. But now your foundation's more important
squirrels,
than our eco.
Squirrels are planting plants all over the world.
Yeah, planting trees.
No, they're not.
I think if we took a vote, squirrels versus Lance, squirrels would win in a landslide.
Oh, I think.
No, they wouldn't. No one likes squirrels.
No one likes you, really.
Squirrels are cute, said people who never have squirrels at their house. Squirrels are insidious.
Insidious. No,
they're not.
They are.
Not
insidious. Yeah, they are.
They don't do anything. Actually, they just gnaw on little nuts.
Yeah. What do they do? No,
they're hateful and insidious.
They walk around.
Hateful? Have you ever seen a squirrel attack a person?
No.
A rabid squirrel?
No.
Go and Google that one.
No.
You mean?
Yes, yeah. Get back to me on your squirrels.
I've never seen that. Actually.
Let me pull it up for you.
Well, no, it's probably fake. It's an acting squirrel.
A rabid squirrel.
Yeah. It's got a. There's a camera there. Oh, coincidentally. That squirrel's acting.
Oh, Google squirrel attacks.
I feel like squirrels versus land squirrels.
Squirrel attacks woman. Let's see this.
No, that squirrel's never. Is there a woman report like a rat at Chipotle? No.
Is there a report about Lance and stolen valor?
Eric's angry squirrel terrorizes neighborhood? You see this?
Fake news.
This isn't fake news.
Fake.
Here's one on a news station.
Ricky says, tell Lance I'll give him $1,000 for the first squirrel he sees on the Masters broadcast, and we'll give $2,000 for the second squirrel he sees during
the
Masters.
No, that's true. The Masters knows how to do it. They are able. They will segregate squirrels off of the course.
Yeah.
Well, you are not allowed. We do not allow squirrels on the course. So squirrels can't go on the course.
No.
You know why? Like,
they do things the right way. They keep squirrels out.
But Pete is probably going to step in and say, you know what? We need a squirrel member at Augusta National.
This video is angry squirrel terrorizes neighborhood. And look who it is. Dominique Soxa, because it's happening in Houston. Big shock.
There's no squirrel.
That's Keith Garvin right there because the squirrel's terrorizing Houston neighborhoods. Am I lying on YouTube?
Is it your neighborhood? Is it? Oh, well.
No, it's in Cyprus. It's in Cyprus of this year.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
January 20 of this year.
Has a squirrel ever lied about getting hurt? Like, oh, he told his friends, yeah, I hurt my knee because I was trying to stop a squirrel robbery, but really, it just fell. It just fell trying to get up a curve.
Fell out of a tree.
Yeah. No. Has a squirrel ever lied about that?
Unlikely. No. Unlikely.
Squirrels don't lie like that.
I know.
Squirrels have more character than that.
That's why I take the squirrels over him.
Squirrels have a lot more character than that.
Yeah.
Let's get Spencer in here. What up, Spencer?
Hey, guys. So I bought a new house 5 years ago, and we had squirrels in the attic, and it was extremely annoying because we didn't know what it was. We had McGrath Pest Control come out. They sealed up our attic. Got rid of the squirrels, and it's been fantastic ever since.
You see?
And they're coming out Friday for their service. So,
you see that?
Squirrel
McGrath Pest Control.
See a squirrel bites?
McGrath Pest Control coming to the rescue again.
No, I guarantee if you ask Scott McGrath, he's like, oh, yeah, squirrels are a huge problem. They're total a-holes. I guarantee he'd say that.
Well, the only reason we hired them because they advertise in your show. So,
how about that? Scott McGrath, you hear that?
There you go.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Spencer.
So the reason I was calling is about Ed Ogeron. Nothing will take away from last season. It was an incredible, just once-in-a-lifetime ride as an LSU football fan. But this season has been an unmitigated disaster. And I know they lost a lot of talent, and I know they lost a lot of coaches. But Ogeron seems like he's lost his mind. And if you're going to be a yeller as a coach, you better make really sure that they respect you. And it seems like all he's doing is yelling, yelling, yelling. He comes into the post-game press conferences and just smashes his own players and talks about how crappy they are. And I mean, it's just a really bad look. And the worst one to me was when T.J. Finley threw a pick six against A&M. And Ogeron just melted down on him on the field and then pulled him from the game. I mean, Finley's a true freshman who's a very, very good quarterback. I mean, he's very talented. He's got good poise, and he's a true freshman. He made a mistake. It's not the end of the world. And for Coach O to do that to him on national TV was bad, and then for him to freak out on Pelini against Alabama, I mean, it's just it's a really, really, really bad look. And I know it's COVID-19, so hopefully we can chalk up this season to, you know, it's 2020. But if he doesn't get his stuff together, it's going to be weird.
Spencer, I'm an LSU fan too, and I'm going to tell you. If you had to sit and watch up close the Bo Pelini defense all year, you'd be yelling at him too. I mean, honestly, it is unacceptable with that talent that they have. I know they had to reload, and listen, I'm taking this whole season with a grain of salt because you knew they weren't going to be good. You lose 19 players, but even Jamar Chase, he opted out and he could have played this year. The only guy that they've got on the field with any experience is the corner, 24.
Stingley. Just got hurt.
Stingley.
Scouts think he won't play next year.
So I get it. But listen, Bo Pelini, it was a bad hire, and you can tell it's a bad hire. And I don't know if you've ever seen, do you ever watch Steve Spurrier? He was a pretty good coach. You ever see him with his quarterbacks? I mean, I know he's a young quarterback, but, you know, you can tell a guy, I mean, we have no idea how many times did he tell him about, you know, and maybe the kid was told just before the play, hey, watch this or whatever. And in practice, he did this. Or, you don't have any idea. So maybe he had to light the kid up. Listen, my kid played the position. He got lit up all the time. And you know what I said? Well, then play better. Just play better. If you can't handle it, then don't play college football.
I think
then
don't play but any I do football. Think a freshman that's coming in to play in a tough situation, I can understand being pissed. I do think you have to.
Well, we don't know though. Again, was he told several times?
No, he may have yeah. been. I don't know all that. I just know that you can running out on the field to do it is a little much to me. Wait till you get to the sideline, chew on him. Nick Saban does it all the time.
Yeah,
chew on him all the way back. Nick just sits there and chews on you all the way back to the bench and whatever and do it that way. Probably not running out on the field and doing it like that. O is O. You know, somebody is like, well, Ed Ogeron is going to, and Spencer even talked about it too. Well, Ed Ogeron may, you know, how long does he last? Here's the thing. LSU fans are going to want to win. This year, you got a little honeymoon period, but sometime soon they're going to expect to win a lot of games again. And the thing is going to be, I think Ed O is going to get a long leash as long as he doesn't have the stuff happen like that happened with Darius Geis allegedly. Yeah. Now, that's something that just can't be tolerated. But I saw the campus newspaper was writing articles about it when I was there. I mean, it's a subject around campus. I can tell you that. A subject around in Baton Rouge. But, man, winning a national championship, a local, literally a Cajun boy winning a national championship there, I think he's just going to get a long leash. Well, I just think it's going to be a really long leash.
I don't know about their money situation, but he just got a big extension coming off the title, so that'll play a part in it as well. Unless these allegations go right to him, and then there may be a change in direction. But yeah, I was listening to a couple things last night, and it might be even worse under the surface. Not the rape allegation. I don't know anything about that as far as how far along that is. But just the football culture at LSU right now might even be worse than you see. Just not a whole lot of respect for the guys on staff right now. And the question is, if you are Ed Ogeron, because he said before the year started that, well, we're going to be really good on defense. I like what Bo Pelini's doing. He pretty much said Dave Aranda and was not the right guy for LSU. I got Bo. We're going to be happy. What did he see that he thought that this defense was going to be good?
No.
They lost everybody.
Yeah. But listen, Pelini's been a disaster. It's been a disaster. I can't see Pelini making it through this. Not after this year. Yeah, all right. 713, 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. How about some beer, Lance?
Let's talk about our friends over St. Arnold. Can't wait to get that turkey sandwich. Oh, my gosh. They got a new turkey sandwich to check out over at St. Arnold. And here's the thing, the beer garden, the restaurant, that you guys are buying, the Christmas ale has gone like bananas. And it did last year. It's doing it again. The varieties of the IPA variety packs that they have are going crazy, like gangbusters in the stores. I want to tell you, I want you to go to the beer garden and restaurant. It's a huge outdoor area. It's like a huge outdoor patio. It's beautiful, just beautiful. There's tons of space. So there's a lot of social distancing. You've got, you know, hand sanitizer on each table. They've got it really spaced out well. There's an indoor section as well if you want to eat indoor, if it gets a little too cool for you at any point. But I'm telling you right now, the food on, there's an LZ pizza. It's called something else, but then it says AKA the LZ with two different types of meats and cherry peppers. You've got delicious pizzas, delicious sandwiches. The wings are outstanding. Very, very accessible food, but it's elevated and really done the right way. And if you like spicy food, oh my gosh, they've got the fire chicken emoji and the fire shrimp sandwich just waiting for you. And of course, any type of beer that you are looking for from St. Arnold, you know they've got you covered. Any of them, including the ciders if you're a big cider fan. So make sure that you head out to St. Arnold and go to the location, grab lunch or dinner at their beer location, or just after work, go have some beers with your buddies. If you need to unwind and get out there and do it safely, it's StArnold.com.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.